Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's get a progress update on the Allaman High School football program. Not playing a varsity football schedule this year. They're coached by a local kid, say an adult now, a 1993 graduate of Rockridge High School, Jeff Schmolbach. So take over as head coach, and I know that they decided last school year not in a position to play a varsity schedule. Kind of give us an update. How are things going in terms of, you know, playing a JV schedule, and where do you think you're at here in 2023 heading toward next school year?
But I've got to give, you know, the kids credit for how they've attacked this season. I mean, they knew coming in what it was going to be, you know, not getting a chance to play a varsity schedule. And, you know, I felt so terrible for these seniors with the issues that they've gone through. I mean, if you look back, they're the COVID freshmen. So they were they played that shortened spring season as freshmen. And then the last 2 years, they haven't had a fresh soft team because their numbers have been dwindling. And, you know, so for those groups, for that group to step up and perform the way they have this year as leaders has been great. But, you know, our numbers are kind of where they've been the last couple of years. We've got 30 players on the team right now. And, you know, the majority of those are underclassmen. We're going to graduate six seniors, and, you know, we're kind of looking towards the future. You know, we've got 18, I think it's 18 now, eighth graders, and about the same number of kids in the seventh grade team. So, you know, hopefully as we continue to grow the program, you know, those numbers are going to improve. And, you know, football's a numbers game. If you don't have the numbers, it's tough to do anything, much less play the schedule that Allaman normally has.
Well, and I think there are a lot of schools where it's about the margin. Is where is that number before you have to make the difficult decision of saying, hey, we can't field a varsity team. Now, Allaman's not the only school that has had to make that decision here in the recent years. So what do you think the realistic kind of expectation is for next school year or next season? Do you think you have the potential to play varsity football next year, or is it too early to talk about that yet?
We're still weighing all the options. You know, I talk with Mark Van Natt, our athletic director, almost daily about this, just trying to see where we're at. You know, I think, you know, are we going to have enough kids to field a varsity team next year? I think we will have enough kids, but my concern is, you know, what kind of varsity team? You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, it'd be great to say, yeah, we're ready to go back to be the Allaman that we were, you know, 10, 20 years ago. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, we're just not there. The school, the enrollment in the schools dipped a little bit, you know, and that's going to affect all areas of the school, especially football. So, you know, we are right now, our goal is to, excuse me, is to find a way or find the best outcome for next year for the kids we're going to have, whether that's, you know, going back to where we were in the Western Big Six, or, you know, or finding other options for the team. You know, right now everything's kind of in play. We're not ruling anything out, but we're definitely not at a point where we're making that final decision yet.
So that's the big question mark, and this is an Allaman grad you're speaking to, is what is the future for conference affiliation? Where would Allaman be better suited, if any other place other than the Big Six? And then the other question will always be, well, is any small school area conference, would they accept Allaman in the league? And I know that's always a kind of a dicey situation, but I just know, you know, when I went to school in the 80s, you know, enrollment was around 800 or a little bit more, and you're competing against schools that are near 2000. And right now, maybe I know they're sensitive about what the enrollment is, whether it's 200, 300, but then still competing against schools 1,500 to 2,000. That's a tall order, you know? Yeah. And I know people long for the days of the traditional Quad Cities rivalries with Allaman included in that. But this is just me. I don't know if that can happen anymore. Now, somebody told me a couple weeks ago, well, what about the potential for eight-man football with Alleman. I would find that hard to believe that they would go to eight man. That's not a consideration, is it? Or is it?
That has never come up. I don't think anybody here is interested in playing eight man football. You know, Alleman has had some difficulties with numbers, and you know the state classification right now I think has us at 329, and that might be a little bit higher than what the actual enrollment is. I'm not 100% sure on what the final number was for this year, but you know, there's plenty of schools that you know that are at that size that you know have a you know fully functional 11 man football team, and I'm confident that we can be that we can field that excuse me 11 man team, you know. Excuse me. The biggest issue is, you know, if you look at, you know, being a member of the Western Big Six, you know, the expectation to be in this conference for football is to field three football teams. You know, they have freshman games, they have varsity games, and then they have a JV game. And, you know, that right now, I can tell you that we would not, there's no way we'd be able to field three different teams next year. I'm hoping, my hope is to have at least two teams, but, you know, it's one of those where it's tough to be a part of the conference if you can't abide by the conference expectations.
So, and I've said this as an Alleman alumni too, that if I looked at this, and this is just me speaking, all right. So I have told a few people that if Alleman wasn't in the Western Big Six this year, I think they could play a varsity football schedule if they were in a small school conference. Do you think you could, if all things being equal and you were in whatever local small school conference and you talk about 2023, do you think you could have played a varsity football schedule this year?
I think, you know, I'm not saying that we would have had a lot of success, but I'm sure that we would have been able to play, you know, if we were going up against schools our size, I think, yes, we could have fielded a varsity football team. You know, it's and that's kind of the issue we're at. You know, people always ask me, what conference would you want to be in? Where, you know, where do you think this team should be? And right now, with the school kind of rebuilding, trying to find its own identity, I don't know if there's any conference that's right for us. You know, until this school and the administration here and the people here are doing a great job. I mean, everybody here is just done nothing but impress me with just how hard work they put in and the determination to build this school up. It's got me confident that everything here is going up. And, you know, I would hate to, you know, somebody says, well, maybe, you know, everybody I meet or everybody I want to talk to has a different conference for me. Have you looked at the Northern, you know, the NUIC or the Three Rivers or the Prairie Land? And, you know, until Alleman is at a stable enrollment where we know year in and year out we're going to be at this number, I'm not sure if there is a perfect fit for us right now.
Yeah. And I think, though, if stability does happen, and I say stability where you think you're going to be around, you know, 350 to 450 students every year, I think, well, then to me, the perfect fit is the track on the side with the Sherrards, the Orions, the Rock Ridges, the Mercer Counties, because if you're looking for kind of a rivalry setup, you would get that in that side of the track. Now, whether they would ever accept Alleman, I don't know. That's a subject for another argument another day. But here's the other thing I think about you and any coach that's in this situation. Same way with Coach Dierks at Riverdale, where you miss a year and you're trying to start things back up. And, you know, you go out on a Friday night and, you know, I've seen what, you know, in terms of the outcome of games, what has happened with Riverdale. And I'm like, is it harming the program more that they're back and the results are like that? Or is it truly better that they're playing? So you feel they're headed in the right direction. And I don't know. That's a tough question. So even if you come back, say you come back next year, but you know, we're not ready to play a varsity schedule against this. Is it doing the program more harm than good in the long run? Even though, you know, you get the immediate attention of playing a varsity football season, but you know, right. you're not kind of ready. I mean, those have to be the tough questions that you have to kind of figure out heading toward next year or the following year, whenever you do decide to play a varsity schedule again.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's, you're standing at the pool, you know, when are you going to be ready to jump into the deep end? You know, when are you going to be, are you going to, you know, what's going to happen when you do jump in? It's one of those things where, you know, you can prepare all your kids, you can do everything you can for, you know, get the enrollment or the numbers back up, get the community involved. But, you know, eventually you got to have everybody take that leap. And, you know, that's right now is our biggest issue, is trying to figure out, you know, where, when exactly we're going to be able to take that leap and what pool we're going to, you know, test the waters out in.
And I think the other thing too, about when you talk about Alleman and football, that they have a great tradition, you know, and that's the other thing about coming back and trying to, can we get back to that, you know, level?
Right.
And, you know, in terms of if you want to stay in the Western Big Six and compete at the level that Alleman had football wise, you know,
yeah.
What's it going to take to get back to that level? Well, you know, math don't lie. It's going to be about the numbers. You got to get more kids in the school. And I guess I ask you right now, with what you've seen at the JV level, with the kind of schedule you've played so far, JV wise, do you feel that you're seeing some kids really competing, and you feel that they're kind of at a good place, that you're getting something out of this?
Yeah. I mean, our seniors have been great leaders, but we've got some underclassmen that have really, really stepped up. And, you know, we've got a core of young kids that, you know, I we'd be doing them a disservice if we come into next season and we're still playing a JV only schedule. I mean, they're putting in the work, they're improving. And I think, you know, it's one of those where, you know, eventually you've got to, you know, pay these kids, you know, for what they've earned. And I really feel that the work that these guys have put in, and really the whole community has put in to getting this back going, is, you know, the whole community of Alleman deserves that Friday night football feel. They deserve to have, you know, the kids, their families, you know, everybody involved deserve to get that back as soon as possible.
So is there a possibility, like, maybe, you know, one of the options, could you look at an independent schedule next year, like a varsity type of schedule? Is that something that maybe is being considered?
That's, you know, what we know, it's one of those things that's on the table where, you know, I think, like I mentioned, you know, I don't know if we have, until we know what the school's identity is, if, you know, that might be something that works out as well as anything else. But, you know, that's a lot of work too. So, you know, and usually, you know, if you look at schedules of teams that do that, they're doing a lot of traveling. So, I mean, there's something where, you know, it just depends on, you know, where, you know, we, as we look at the end of this year, you know, what is more important, and where, you know, is the extended, you know, trying to find 9 separate games, you know, is that worth the, you know, the challenge of doing that, where the, you know, the ease of being in a conference means that you always know you're going to have those 7, 8 games every year.
So when is, like, has there been a timeline established for kind of the decision of when it has to be made for next season, whether it's conference schedule or playing varsity football?
I believe, you know, it's if I remember right from our athletic director here, he's mentioned November. So I think when, you know, and that's coming up. So, I mean, it's going to happen pretty quick. But, you know, we don't want to leave anybody, you know, high and dry. I know there's a couple of teams this year that are still looking, you know, to fill the spot that we left. And, you know, when they made this announcement, I think they made it in January or February of last year. So, you know, whatever choice we're going to make, it's going to be here at the beginning of November.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you over there at Alleman. And, you know, Friday night, they need Alleman on Friday nights. I don't care whatever the league is. They need that school and that institution playing interscholastic athletics. And I love that the passion and the work you're putting into this thing, and I know it's been challenging here in the fall of 2023, but we always like to get local kids on. 1993, Rock Ridge grad, great name, the Schmolbachs. How was the rest of the Schmolbach family, Ben, by the way? Because they were on the air a lot in the 90s on WMJ, that's for sure.
No, they're doing great. My dad finally retired from coaching here this summer. He'll find his way up to our practices every now and then. We always kind of kid, because usually he'll just sit in his car and watch. But every now and then he'll get out, and you know, the old coach kind of breaks out in him. So he's keeping busy. And then my brother, Joe, yeah, he had some real big success, and he was kind of a commodity for Rock Ridge. I'm sure he spent a lot of time talking about him on the radio back in the days. He's a dad of a football player now. My nephew Quinn plays. He's a sophomore at Dowling Catholic in Des Moines. One of the powerhouses. So, you know, so they watch a lot of football, and you know, they're, you know, it's a big thing. Dowling Catholic is one of those schools that they know football. So he's doing well up there. And you know, my parents try to see, you know, they'll come to my games, and they'll drive out. My nephew's playing on Saturdays usually, so they get to go out and watch him play. So, you know, football, there's a lot of football in the family. You know, my youngest stepson's still playing. He's a junior at Rock Ridge, yep. Baylen Lehman. So, you know, dad still gets a lot of football, and you know, he's not done with football yet, but he has taken it a little bit easier than he has.
Yeah, awesome. Well, great to check in with Jeff Schmolbach, and really rooting for you, and good luck and hope for a very positive future with Allaman football. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jeff Schmolbach, the Allaman head football coach, 1993 grad of Rock Ridge. More coming up on WRMJ.